Chapter 3, The Mystery Now Revealed. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, as I wrote before in few words, how by revelation was the mystery made known to me, whereby, as you read, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. This in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel, of which I was made a servant, according to the gift of that grace of God which was given me, according to the working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, was this grace given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the intention of this mystery, which for ages has been hid in God, who created all things. The intention was that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which God purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through our faith in him. Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Paul's further prayer for the Ephesians. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that you may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that you would be rooted and grounded in love, and that you might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to truly know and to understand the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him that is able to do immeasurably above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, for ever and ever. Amen.